This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Local artist Blank Malaysia is presenting his first ever solo exhibition. It is named The Intolerable Interval, and intriguingly, it revolves around the idea of entropy. So the show is on from the 23rd of November to the 8th of December at Titik Merah Collective. And Blank is here with me today to tell us more. How are you doing?
Hello. Hi.
So a show themed around entropy. How did that come about?
Right. To actually talk about the exhibition, I guess I have to give a little bit of a background about me as an artist. So I started out in around 2012. I'm not really an artist by a full profession. I didn't really study any of it, but I'm self-taught. So around 2012, I made a decision to actually start putting my art out there. And it always revolves around three of the main themes, which is entropy, time, as well as mortality. So I've been playing around these themes for, I guess, now it's 2019.
Seven years.
So this is like the first time I actually sat down and actually tried to put it into a, in a format which is more concise, about what I want to say,
And you've called it The Intolerable Interval.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from?
Right. Basically, the idea of entropy has been around for a long, long time. So entropy is the idea of moving from order to chaos.
Mm.
So you can see it happen wherever you go, whether it's in old poetry all the way to like physicists.
Yeah.
So I find that concept very interesting, like how it's something so important, it's ever present and affects everything around us, but we didn't really stop and think about it on a daily basis. Yeah. And a lot of times we experience life really in the present. Until maybe we're like 40 years old, we start to freak out because, you know, time is catching up.
There's more behind us than in front of us.
Yeah, so you suddenly go through a midlife crisis. But I feel my art is trying to stop that painful process. I want people to start think about life early so they can make proper steps about what they want to truly do in life.
Mm.
Yeah.
And how are you visualizing these ideas in the exhibition? I understand it's divided into three series.
Mm-hmm.
And do each of those series reflect on the same themes?
Yes. But I would say it's a progression of ideas. So I think around 2018, I actually sat down and had a chat with my collective, Titik Merah. I bet you have some of them on, like Ajim before.
Ajim Jackstar, yeah.
So we had a discussion and he actually kind of challenged me into thinking about what a Blank Malaysia solo would be. You know, first of all, I laughed it off, you know, but immediately you can't help it but get drawn into the idea like, okay, so if I do have a solo, what would it be about? And immediately the idea of entropy once more came back. So this solo basically focuses on that, and through the series, it'll take you through the steps of how I would think about entropy itself, right? So the first one would be the Wall series.
Mm-hmm.
So the Wall series is basically a 10-panel story, right? Each of the panel basically talks about a specific moment, but I want to see the whole 10 panels as a full artwork where it guides you into a loop. So each of it will tell you a tale, and I have actually written a short excerpt for each of it.
And these are, when you say panels, they're paintings?
Yes, panel paintings, yeah. It's canvases actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's collages, so yeah.
And so that's the Wall series.
The Wall series. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind it, like me as an artist, I read quite a lot on various philosophical ideas. I'm not an expert in any, but I find a lot of the ideas play quite a big role in how I perceive myself as an artist. Yeah, like for example, I like the ideas of how high art and also, you know, like pop art, mm-hmm, can mix together. As a Malaysian artist, I like to see myself as someone who doesn't just look inside himself in our Malaysianness, but instead also look outside. So use our ideas as a Malaysian to give a comment to the outside world. Yeah. Mm. So the Wall series basically revolves around these ideas once more. So it is actually kind of inspired by All Along the Watchtower by Dylan.
Ah, right.
Yeah. Mm. So in the Dylan song, it's a cyclical loop as well. I find that really, really interesting because the song could start, it will continue on, and it'll end at where it starts again. So I would like to take that idea and push it a little bit forward, because a lot of things in life we notice tend to get stuck in a loop. Mm-hmm. You know, especially after you reach a certain age, you get trapped in this mundane life. You know, you get used to certain things and you accept that as that's my reality, that's my truth. So I want to challenge the person that there is a way out, you know, from this loop, and that comes through awareness of your current predicament.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's what the Wall series is. So it's the first step on breaking through that loop of entropy. Yeah.
So that would be, okay, so you call that the first step. So is that how, I mean, I want to hear about the other two, but I'm curious, when you call it the first step, is that how you want the audience to experience the exhibition? They go through these steps?
I guess I would like them to go along with me on a journey.
Mm.
Yeah, like me, I'm very, very, I'm a person who really loves movies, music. So a lot of my favorite bands, they try to not just give a song by itself. They would create a whole story and guide the person through it. So my exhibition, I see it in that light as well. The idea where you could experience part A, then, you know, you flip the disc, that's part B, and so forth.
That's interesting, right? Because not all artists like their work to be thought of as a story.
I guess so. The fun part of it is, I guess you could see it that way as well. Of course, it's interlinked. But if you want to pick out certain aspects of it, you can focus on it. Yeah, so like I said before, it's kind of like designed like an album. You could listen to only one song and you just love that song, you replay it all the time. Or you could see it as, you know, like entire discography or whatever, yeah, like entire CD, yeah.
So the first step was paintings.
Yes.
Then the next, is it sculptures?
Yes, it's sculptures, right. Exactly. Yeah. It's called the Anthropocene Machine. That series, first one, it explores the idea of breaking free, you know, with knowledge, being aware of your problems. So the second step would be communicating with not just the present, but linking it with a future. So as somebody who loves science fiction, there's a lot of talk about predicting the future, you know, like dystopians and so forth. So in some ways, the Anthropocene Machine is an attempt by me as an artist to actually not just think about the ideas of the future by myself, but actually encourage someone else to join me in this process to communicate with whoever in the future. Yeah. So basically, each of the sculptures is actually viewed as a machine, although it's definitely not, where I entrust the owner to pass my message into whoever there is in the future who want to receive it. So in other words, somebody, if they owned it, they could keep it on their shelf, and then maybe in 5 years' time, they feel like, oh, my friend looks like he's interested in this piece, I can just pass it to them, and so forth, until it reach a termination point in the future, which obviously I might be around, I won't be around, I don't know. But I like the idea of my works being spread out in that manner. Yeah, and talking to somebody which I may not ever see in the distant future.
Right.
I like to imagine my pieces, you know, one day reach maybe a far off planet like Mars, for example, you know? Yeah, it'd be cool. Yeah.
That would be very cool, actually. And so that's part two. What's part three?
So part three is still a bunch of sculptures, which is called the Carbon Hybrids. Mm-hmm. So the idea behind it came from movies. So, are you aware of body horror movies?
Yes, yeah. I'm often very hesitant to watch them, but yes, I know what the genre is.
Yeah. So, I'm not the biggest fan of body horror, but I find the concepts very interesting because once more, it touches on entropy, the idea of how your identity is tied to a physical form, but as time goes on, chunks of it gets taken away, and then you transit from a human being into something totally different.
Yeah, biological chaos, basically.
Yeah, so I wanted that concept, but I would like to tie it to our contemporary culture where the idea of self is suddenly being corroded by the digital media. Yeah, so a lot of the symbols of our past currently is being challenged because they can't just exist the way they were. I mean, the world has changed. Mm-hmm. Information is flooding in. Everything's in flux. So when a symbol, like for example the codon, in the past, it might mean something, it still does mean something to a lot of people.
The what, sorry?
The codon.
Oh, the codon, the vessel, the Indian water vessel.
Yes. So I actually took these symbols symbolically and incorporate my own sculptures on top of it because I want the viewer to have a conversation. Because a lot of things in Malaysia, I would say sometimes it could be quite controversial to approach certain topics, but it's constantly happening. We cannot stop change. It's one of the rules in life, you know, everything changes. But how do society at large feel about it? So all of these symbols is co-opted to start a conversation about what they would mean to not just us, but people outside Malaysia. Like, how would they interact with this once they've been changed in their meaning? Is it okay? Is it okay to see them as abominations? You know, we must stay pure to ideals, or should we be like, that's nature, that's part of life? So this process has been going on, obviously, for thousands of years, but I feel like currently the process is fast-forwarded. And a lot of people are struggling with the idea of identity. Yeah, what does it mean to be a Malaysian in the 21st century, for example?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you call yourself a multidisciplinary artist and you work with many different media.
That's true.
And you know, your style ranges from fine art to street art. So quite a large canvas, if I may call it that. What comes first for you? So in this sense, you know, how do you know that this idea is best expressed in sculpture versus painting?
I guess you never can really know. I'm as I told before, I'm self-taught. So a lot of things that I do is based off feeling, I suppose, right? So the concept always comes first. For me, the medium isn't really important. The idea is central to my artwork. So oftentimes when you try to use a certain medium to express yourself, it just doesn't fit the theme. So you have to experiment. And I spend a lot of time to experiment on things. To talk a little bit about my process, I started out in 2012 making stickers. So using paper stickers. And then I move on to wheat pasting. I move on to mobiles. I move on to doing portraiture. Mm-hmm. Then I did, I think, collage series. I tried riso print. I tried screen printing and so forth and so forth. And now I move to paper mache sculptures. So every year I find a different way to talk about the same things. So you might not know this, but I'm an artist which works with certain themes that I mentioned before. And I always use, not medium, what do you call it, the choice of paper in all of my works. So that's the constant in all of my artistic practice.
Right. Oh, so you use paper?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I like paper because I find it to be a very democratic medium. I mean, not just for Malaysians, but I feel everyone has a certain memory attached to paper.
Mm-hmm.
When we were young, the first thing we do is, you know, you draw stuff on paper. And then as you get older, you read books. And
particularly, you know, in this digital age, paper has such a nostalgic memory to it, right?
Yeah, analog. You know, but basically, all of these ideas are attached to paper and I want to harness it, you know. So before I started out my artistic career, I actually sat down and wrote. It's not a manifesto or anything, but rather what you can do to paper. And I found out the malleability of paper is so vast and I find new ways to express myself. So what started out as just stickers, I thought about cutting paper, I thought about burning paper.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done that yet. I thought about mashing paper into making sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
So paper can be seen throughout my career. And I like it because it is something impermanent. You know, it's something which eventually would decay and eventually would be destroyed. So again, leading back to entropy.
So to go back to that question that you said you started with when this exhibition first came to mind,
right?
What would a blank Malaysia solo look like? What would it be? How would you describe it to somebody? What is this show essentially trying to say?
Right. I would say this show is a journey. Not for me, but together with the viewer. Because I want more people to question what decay really means, what things falling apart means, what does chaos mean, but not in a negative way.
I was going to say, right, because immediately when you think of entropy, when you think of decay, most people arrive at it being something, if not negative, at least sad.
Right. I find that fine, you know. Personally, I see entropy as fundamental, but not just in the sense where, you know, you say it's sad or whatever, but rather in terms of a starting point for you to explore more things. Yeah, so, yeah, mostly it's that, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Blank. It sounds like it's going to be a really interesting exhibition.
Thank you very much, Shamila. And also to everyone who is listening, I do hope you drop by.
I've been speaking with artist Blank Malaysia, who is debuting his solo exhibition called The Intolerable Interval at the Titik Merah Collective Gallery. The exhibition is on from the 23rd of November to the 8th of December. And for more information, visit facebook.com/Titik Merah Collective. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my, on our BFM app or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Big Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.